son with his little fists, curled up and clenched, seemed, in his feeble way, to be squaring at existence for having come upon him so unexpectedly. "The house will, once again, Mrs. Dombey," said Mr. Dombey, "be not only in name, but in fact, Dombey and Son." And he added, in a tone of luxurious satisfaction, with his eyes half closed, as if he were reading the name in a device of flowers, and inhaling their fragrance at the same time, "Dombey and Son." The words had such a softening influence that he appended the term of endearment to Mrs. Dombey's name, though not without some hesitation, as being a man of little use to that form of address, and said, "Mrs. Dombey, my dear." A transient flush of faint surprise overspread the sick lady's face as she raised her eyes towards him. "He will be christened, Paul. My Mrs. Dombey, of course." She feebly echoed, "Of course," or rather expressed it in the motion of her lips, and closed her eyes again. "His father's name, Mrs. Dombey, and his grandfather's. I wish his grandfather were alive this day." "There is some inconvenience in the necessity of writing Junior," said Mr. Dombey.